Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Yom Yoshev Etzion, for Matan ben Dvorah, for Golan ben Gavriela, for David ben Zivisal ben Batia, Moshe Aaron ben Leah Bela, Ravim Yosef ben Chaim, Linishmas Marasas Vashmuel, Slomer ben Rossi, Linishmas Chanar Sugyan, Marasat Chanar Sugyan, Marasat Chanar Sugyan, Marasat Chanar Sugyan, Alexander Zushim Rav Yosef, Shmuel Pachas Yaakov Tzvi, Suda Shlishit, Tafresh Peitet, Parashat Tzav, Parashat Parah, Medivrei Maran Rav Kook. The parasha opens up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe to tell Aaron and his sons the Sidrei Avodas HaMizbeach, opening up with the Dishon HaMizbeach. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Tzavas Aaron Bezbanav. However, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mishamish the first 7 days. Afterwards, it was Aaron and his sons' job to be the Kohanim. But for the 7 days of the inauguration of the Mishkan, it was Moshe Rabbeinu's job to do the Avodas HaKohuna. So this is Kohuna Shah versus Aaron and his sons, which is Kohuna L'Doros. People understand that Kohuna L'Doros is greater because it's constant, it's continuous. Tadir Mekudesh, Tadir Kodem. Zvachim Tzadi Aleph Amid Aleph. However, the truth of the matter is that the Kedusha of Shah is greater than the Kedusha of Doros. It's more powerful, and therefore it cannot exist constantly because of its power, because of its uniqueness. The world is not roi for this Kedusha. As Rabbeinu talks about this on many occasions, Lech Lecha Reish Tzadi Aleph, Va'erat Tzadi Beis, Trumat Tzadi Aleph, in Bamidbar Peites, Naso Peites, Korach Tzadi Aleph, Dvarim Peites, all this place he talks about this idea. So we have Kedusha Sadoros being greater, we have Kedusha Shah being greater than Kedusha Sadoros, temporary Kedusha being greater than Kedusha for the generations, because the generations cannot take the greatness of the Kedusha Shah, so Mamelet only lasts temporarily, and therefore Kedushas the Doros of Aharon Rabbanov flows from the greater Kedushas Shah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Moshe Rabbeinu. Dugmat ha-dvarim, nachum matzinu begilui, agav, stam hera metodologit, in the Rav Shmuzim, Shal Shidus Shmuzim, every one is this dialectic between two opposing poles, and he, l'orech kol ha-sicha, for the length of the entire Sicha, he takes opposing concepts and he shows how they express themselves and how they often merge, the uniqueness of each one, and this Shmuz is no exception. We already have the topology of Moshe and Aaron, Kuhunas Shah versus Kuhunas Doros, and now we're going to move on, talk about Kedusha Shah v'Doros B'Mamad Har Sinai, Eitz Hadas, Osios Vanikud, Eishchareish Levona, as Kafisha Nachmanireh. We find in the Gili Shchin and Mamad Har Sinai, it was a Gili Mufla Shel Kedusha, like Chazal say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the upper worlds, he opened up all Shiva Rikim, and they connected the upper worlds to the lower worlds. It was Mamasha, a tremendous Gili Shchina. Aval meidach b'mishocha yovel hemei alu bahar. It was only a temporary kedusha, because once the shofar is blown, they can now go up the mountain. And the gilui ashchina pasuk says kol gadol v'lo yasaf. What does it mean kol gadol v'lo yasaf? Rashi brings two perushim that seem to be contradictory. One is lo pasak, it didn't stop, and the other one is lo sif, it didn't continue. As ma perush? אז הוא אומר מרן הרב שמבחינת עצם הגילוי הוא לא פסק, אך מבחינת יכולת ישראל לקבלו הוא לא הוסיף. As far as the עצם הגילוי is concerned, the very revelation, it didn't stop. It never stops. The revelation of Sinai continues. ברוך אתה השם נויסן התוירה, he's giving it right now. Present tense. However, as far as the ability, the capacity for the Jews to receive it, לא הוסיף. It didn't add. That was it. מעידתם של ישראל לאחר מכן בעגל, afterwards when the Jewish people stumbled at the Chet HaEgel, where did that come from? That came from חוסר יכולתם לעמוד במתח הרוחני, their inability to withstand the spiritual tension. על מעמדם של ישראל מעיד מעשה העגל, שאמרו חזל בשעה שאמרו ישראל נעשה ונשמע, קשרו להם 60 ריבו מלאכי אשרי שני כתרים, אך כשחטאו בעגל, 120 מלאכים פירקום. Famous Gemara in Shabbos 88a, that we had this great Gilui of Mamad HaSinai, but we couldn't withstand the spiritual tension, the power of Mamad HaSinai. We then stumbled because of that at the Egel, at the Cheder Egel. And it says that when the Jewish people said Na'aseh V'Nishma, 600,000 angels came down and gave them two crowns, Keneged Na'aseh, Keneged Nishma. When the Jewish people sinned at the Egel, 120,000 angels came down and removed these crowns. So we had this great Aliyah. We weren't able to hold on to it. And then we had this tremendous Yerida, Saru Maher Men Aderech, this quick Yerida at Chet HaEgel. Kiyotze b'zeh darshu chazal, ha-pasuk, zeh pasuk be-Iyov, b'perek chafchet, b'pasuk chafhei, la'asot l'ruach mishkal. שרוח הקודש נתנה במשקל ובמידה לפי יכולת קליטתו של הנביא. וכך גם של העולם רוח הקודש was given in a משקל, in a certain amount, a certain weight, a certain measure, according to how much the navi could be collate and absorb, and so too the world. The גילוי of Matan Torah גילם בתוכו את שתי הקדושות. So we have two Kedushas which were revealed at Matan Torah. One is Kedushas Shah, and one is Kedushas Daros, Kol Gadol, Velo Yasaf. What does it mean, Velo Yasaf? One is Velo Pasak, Kedusha L'Daros. One is Velo Hosif, Kedushat Sha'ah. So that is what we need, the amount we need for L'Shah, we have L'Shah, and the amount we need L'Daros, we have L'Daros. Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Chikech ki yein hatov, that your palate is like good wine. Bechech nimtza hata'am. Heviani al beis hayayin, Chazal says, Har Sinai. Chikech ki yein hatov. Your palate is like good wine, and the palate is taste. The taste of the mitzvahs was revealed at Har Sinai in a temporary way of Kedusha Shah. However, the legislation of the mitzvahs, the authority of the mitzvahs was established for all the generations. So we have this tremendous maimed where we got these crowns and then we lost them we weren't able to withstand that spiritual level. And as high as we went up, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. We went down very low A Navi is given exactly the amount of Ruach HaKodesh that he needs and he deserves. And so too, L'Shah and L'Daros, we have the amount that we need. In other words, the Tam of the mitzvahs, the taste, the reason, the meaning for the mitzvahs was revealed at Har Sinai. Ba'ofen zmani shel kedushat sha'ach, hikech kiyein hatov. Your palate is like good wine. However, the legislation of the mitzvahs, the authority of the mitzvahs was nikbas l'dorot. זוגיות זו של קדושת שעה וקדושת הדורות מקורה נעוץ כבר בפרשיית עץ הדעת. This couplehood of Kedusha Shah and Kedushas Daros is already rooted in the parasha of Eitz Hadas, in that section in the Torah, the Chet Eitz Hadas, which we've discussed Baruch Hashem on so many occasions because there's so much to learn from that story. Inyanahu hafradat kedushat ha-sha'a mikedushat ha-dorot. What the Chet Eitz Hadas does is it separates Kedusha Shah from Kedushas Daros. The onesh on this chet is misa, which is the separation of the body from the soul. The neshama is Kedusha Shah, and the guf is Kedushas Daros. Because the neshama, at least in this world, is only here temporarily, but the guf, maybe what the Rav means is that the goof, what happens to the goof? You give one, a man gives his seed over, and that seed gives over himself from his goof. And that lasts l'doros. Can't give your child a neshama, but you give your child the goof. So the goof is l'doros. Neshama ze kedushat sha'a, goof ze kedushat hadorot. Misa is the separation of the body from the soul, the separation of Shah and Doros, the Kedushas Neshama, Kedushas Shah, Kedushas Haguf, Kedushas HaDoros. And so we can also explain, in Yanoshel HaTam, Sheyesh Bo Min HaPnimiyut Shel Neshmat Kedushat Shah. But again, what's greater, the body or the soul? The soul. And the soul is only Kedushas Shah. Right, we have Ma'amad Har Sinai. So Ma'amad Har Sinai, there was a Kol Godov Lo Yosaf. So on one hand, it didn't stop. On the other hand, it didn't add, because Mimsho Chayov El Hemri Yalu Bahar. It was only a temporary Kedusha. But that was a very, very high Kedusha of Har Sinai. So you see the greatness of Kedusha Shah. Kedusha Har Sinai is Kedusha Shah. And Kedusha HaNeshama is Kedusha Shah. Tam has the Pnimius of Nishmas Kedusha Shah. Whereas the authority of the law relates to the generation. So what's higher? The deeper meaning of the law, or the authority of the deeper meaning? So the deeper meaning is for all the deeper meaning was given only temporarily. But the authority is for all the generations, which is a lesser Kedusha. The Yesod of Mises Peirud, the foundation of death is separation between body and soul. Vehihi Yesoda Tum'ah. And that's the foundation of Tum'ah. Tum'ah is Peirud. It's supposed to be an Achdus of body and soul. And what brings the Tum'ah? When there's a Peirud of this Achdus. When there's a separation of this unity. Al Tum'ah Zo Ba'a Kaparata Shel Hapara Ha'aduma. And this Tum'ah comes the Kapara of the Para Aduma, which we're reading in this week's Maftir, is Para Aduma. So what is the death? Death is the Tum'ah of Peirud. And the Para Aduma, what is the Para Aduma come? It comes in its Mechaper. In other words, it purifies us from Tumas Meis. That's how you become purified. From Tumas Meis with the Para Aduma. The Peirud Ze Batikun Zmani B'Mamad Har Sinai. So this Peirud of body and soul came to a temporary rectification at the Maimed Har Sinai. As Chazal say, that when the Jewish people heard Anochi, their soul left them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out this dew of Tchiyah, this dew of life, of Tchiyas HaMeisim, and gave the Jews their souls back. That's the Anochi Parcha Nishmasam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out the Tal Shel Tchiyah and brings their soul back. So there's this Tikkun of Misa at Ma'amad Har Sinai. There's this Tchiyas HaMeisim at Ma'amad Har Sinai. Ke'en ha-yachas shebein tamei ha-mitzvot v'chukeihem. Kach hu ha-yachas shebein otiyot ha-torah lebein ha-nikud. So we have this relationship between the reasons for the mitzvahs and their authority, which is tamei ha-mitzvahs of the pnimius, that's Kedusha Shah, that was revealed to us only temporarily. Then we understood it, now we don't. And then there is the chukiyut, the fact that we have to keep the mitzvahs, that's the daro. So we have a similar relationship between the letters of the Torah and the nekudos of the Torah. The letters of the Torah, this is from the Hakdama to the Tikkuni Zohar, Zayin Amud Beis, and from the Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Beis, Ostez Zayin. So in other words, this is Kabbalah, all of the rubs. That's another Chad Mi HaMeafinim Shel HaSichot Shel HaRav, Zeh HaShiluv HaMufla, Ben halacha, Kabbalah, v'filosofia, v'historia, v'avodat Hashem, v'kol ma sh'rotzim, rotzim b'sichot shel Maran Rav. As po Rav omer al pi Kabbalah, otiyot haTorah, the oisis of the Torah, are b'chinas guf, and the nekudis, the dots, punctuation, is b'chinas neshama. Because the letters, what are the letters? The letters are just the dry material, and the nekudis give them life. It's how you pronounce the letters. Hanikud manik chayim laotiyot. The Nikud gives life to the osios and expresses their unique meaning. In other words, you have to, in order to know what the osios mean, you need Nikud. That's what the dots do. They give mashma'ut. They give mashma'ut. The Nikud gives mashmaus to the osios. Ha'ichud hazeh hu b'chinat ichud kedushat sha'a im kedushat hadorot. So the osios are the guf, the nekudas are the neshama. Osios kedushas hadoros, and nikud kedushat sha'a, because we saw that the neshama is kedushas sha'a, and the guf is kedushas doros. Tamei mitzvot kedushat sha'a. החוקיות של המצוות קדושת הדורות. ביטוי נוסף, we have another expression of the unification of the two kedushas of the Torah in the concept, a very deep Kabbalistic concept discussed in many Sfarim, of Eish Shchoira and Eish Levana, white fire and black fire. It says that the Torah was given black fire on white fire. That is in the Zohar and Idra Rabban, Krach Gimel and Parshas Naso, in Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, Kuflan Beis Amid Aleph. What does this mean? So obviously, again, these are deep Kabbalistic concepts that I have absolutely no understanding of. Ani rak mavir et divrei Rav. Rav omer mashu shani lo mevin, az ani rak mitzatet et dvarav. Rav omer, ha'esh halvana mevatet et kedushat ha'sha'a. Vilo esh ha'shchora et kedushat ha'dorot. The Eish Halavan is a higher level of Kedusha, right? The Shachor is what you see. That's a lower level of Kedusha. So Mamela, the Eish Levana is Kedusha Shah. That's the higher level of Kedusha, the white fire. And then the black fire is the lower level of Kedusha. That's Kedusha of the Dairus. Bizman Matan Torah, it appeared together, the Eish Chayra Al Gabei Eish Levana. And this unification of the white fire and the black fire is expressed in the Tfilin Shel Rosh. Ha'od Shin Chakuka, we know in the Oz Shin, in the Tfilin, is on the two sides of the bayis, of the Tfilin box. One side it has four legs, and the other side it has three legs. This is a Tosis and Menachas Lamed Hamad Aleph, Dibur Maskil Shin. This is discussed by many, many Sfarim. There's a very beautiful Sefer of Rav Soloveitchik's Shiurim on Inyan Eitz Tzitzis and Tefillin. So here's a shir on this Inyan of the Shin and the Tefillin. Ha'arba, of course, you could leave it up to Rav Soloveitchik to find the Lamdas in everything, including this Lamdas Nifla. So the Arba, the Shin with four legs, symbolizes the Eish Shchora. Because what is the Eish Shchora? The Eish Shchora is black, like the black on the parchment is something that you can see. It expresses more than the white. So what expresses more? The four legs is more. Simvateyoter. The three legs is the Eish Levana, that it expresses less. It's more hidden. Only three legs. So these two are put together. The higher level, the Eish Chora, the Eish Levana, the Kedushat Sha'av, the Eish Levana, with the Kedusha Sadorois of the Eish Shchora. And on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, it says, "Varu kol meretz ki Hashem Shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimeka." And it says that the nations will see your Tefillin and they will fear you because of its high level of kedusha. However, Gilui Achduti ze lo haya ledorot el leota sha'a. This revelation of the unity of the Torah, the Eish Chora gabi Eish Levana, was not for the generations. It was only temporary. B'chinas kol gadol v'lo yosaf v'lo hosif. No more. Tamei ha-mitzvos were revealed in that kol gadol. But after this kol came the kol Hashem b'koach. And Chazal darshan, shehigia kol ha-kol, l'kol echad ve'echad kefi kocho. The kol came to everybody on their level. Hitparda chavila v'tamei ha-mitzvot nistalku mi-chukiyutan. This chavila, this package, came apart, and the reasons for the mitzvahs separated from the chukiyut, from the authority of the mitzvahs. Kedushas Shah separated from the Kedusha of the Doros. First, there was the Gilui of the Ichud of the Torah, of the unity, and then Kol Hashem B'Koach, and then everybody was able to receive it on his own level, but it's not the same revelation anymore, and there's no longer this unity between Tamei HaMitzvot and Chukiyut HaMitzvot, and this unity between Kedushas Shah and Kedushas HaDoros. But even though it wasn't Ladairus, nevertheless, Nerdi Nosan Recho B'Matan Torah, that even though we sinned, Adain Chavivusehu Gabon, like it says in the Gemara in Gittin, Andaf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. God still loves us. Ma Katuv Shem B'Gemara, Katuv, Rav Mari, the son of Shmuel, Rav the Bas Shmuel, the son of Shmuel's daughter, says, what does it mean when it says, Ad Shemelch B'Mesibo Nerdi Nosan Rechoi, while the king sat at his table, my spikenard sent forth its fragrance? He understands the pasuk in the following manner. When the king was still involved in his celebration, Hashem had just given the Torah, the perfume of the Jewish people gave off an unpleasant odor. Ad Shemelch B'Mesibo, the Melech is at the Mesiba, and Nebuch Nerdi Nosan Recho. We gave off this bad over, but Hashem still loves us, like the pasuk says. It says nasan v'lo sriach, not that we smell, but that we gave. So it wasn't that bad. God still loves us. Sha'arei b'Torah, Hashem knew that the Jewish people are going to sin at the Chet Ha'Egel, because the Torah already writes earlier, Adam kiyamos ba'ol. In other words, the Torah, which preceded the world, already writes Adam kiyamos ba'ol, knowing full well that the Jewish people were going to sin in Har Sinai. Nevertheless, we still had Mamad Har Sinai. Not only that, it's written in the Torah that there was the Chet Egel. So Chet Egel was known before, but nevertheless, God still gave the Torah despite knowing what was going to happen. Hetachadut haKedushot mitbatet b'luchot harishonim yoter min hashniyim. Haluchot harishonim. So this unification of the Kedusha is expressed in the Luchos Rishonim more than it is in the second Luchos. The first Luchos were shouted to the complete unification of Kedusha Shah and Kedusha Doros. There we had the Tam HaMitzvahs to complete Achdus together with the Chukiyut of the Mitzvahs. However, in the Luchos Rishonim, the Chomer of the Luchos itself, the material was Maaseh Elokim, Luchos Shnios. Then the Maaseh was Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu Psalacha, he carved out the Luchos. The expression of this distinction between Luchos Rishonim and Luchos Shniim, B'yachas Shebein HaCharita, Eitzel HaRishonim L'Ktiva V'Achronim, that we also see this distinction between the first and second Luchos. Second Luchos where Moshe Rabbeinu carved out, and also it's a difference between writing and engraving. On the first Luchos, it was Ma'aseh Elokim Charus Ala Luchos. Second time was Echtov Ala Luchos. First time was engraving, second time was writing. The difference between writing and engraving is that when you write on top of the paper. When you engrave, you engrave in the, it's Atzmi, it's part and parcel of the item. And so the first Luchos was a much deeper connection between the words and the tablets. So the Kedushas Shah of the first Luchos was greater than the Kedushas Hadaros of the second Luchos. In the first Luchos, there was this complete unity between the Ksav, the writing, the Charita. It was engraved, and the stone upon which it was engraved, as opposed to the second Luchos, where there was more of a perud, where there was the ksav wasn't one with the Luchos. This inyan of charita, of engraving, we also find in the parasha of Parah. It says, Zos chukas haTorah. Be'onka shel chukiyut mitzvat hapara, הסתומה לכאורה, מונח טעמה העליון והעמוק. טעם זה נגלה למשה רבינו בלבד, שהיה שייך לקדושת שעה. משה רבינו לא נכלל בחטא העגל, ולא היה לו חלק בו. על כן אצלו לא התרחקה קדושת השעה מקדושת הדורות. שתי הקדושות מאוחדות היו אצלה. We have the chok of the para, and then we have the tam of the para. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to combine the chok and the tam of the para. Zot chukat haTorah, there's the chok of the para, that's the law of the para, that's for all the generations. And then there's the tam of the para, what's the reason? So Moshe Rabbeinu, the reason was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, but not to others, not even to Shlomo. Amarti echkom avi rechokom imeni. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was included in the Cheta Egel. He didn't have a chelik in the Cheta Egel, and therefore he was able to connect Kedushas HaShah and Kedushas HaDoros. He was able to connect the Zos Chukas HaTorah, the Chok, the Chukiyut, the authority of the law, and the engravement of the law, so to speak, together with the Kedushas Shah of the Tam of the Para. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to combine the two. We don't have that. We have the Chok of the Para without the Tam of the Para. Yeshnam Shnei Mishorei Dibur Ulamala Mizeh Shnei Mishorei Dat. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us, Zohar Ejrezuta, in Kerach Gimel, Hazinu Reish Tzadi Beis Amit Beis, that there are two levels of speech, and above that there are two levels of Deos, Kel Deos Hashem. There's Deah Elyon and Deah Tachton, is a higher Deah and a lower Deah. The higher Deah precedes the world, like the Torah, which is called Reishis. The Torah is called Reishis, like we see in Reishis Rabbah Aleph Dalet, because it preceded the world, and for it the world was created, and it's not a matara b'fnei atzmo. Hadeach tachtona, hi hadeach shemavchina b'mitziut ha'olam, u'mitocha mekira da'at, and the lower das is the das of this world, and with the lower das we're able to try to perceive the higher das. The higher das is preceding the world, and the lower das is part of the world. The dibur is rooted in deya, and therefore, just like there are two levels of deya, there are also two levels of dibur. There is dibur elyon and dibur tachton. Al harishon, dibur elyon, it says pesach dvarecha yair, and about the acharon it says dabru davar velo yakum ki imanu el. It's a Moshe Rabbeinu, etachadu shtei adeot v'shtei adiburim, kedushat sha'av v'kedushat dorot etachadu etzlo, hatadir v'hamekudash. We have the higher level of dibur. Psach dvarecha yair, open your words and let them shine. That's the higher level, that's dibur elyon. And then we have the lower of dibur, that's dabru davar. You can speak for loyakum, it's not going to happen, ki imanu kel, because God is with us. So that's the dibur that relates to this world. And Moshe Rabbeinu unites two deos, two diburim, kedushas shah, kedushas hadoros, the tadir, and the mekudash. As b'shulei ha'shmua, Rav Osif kan, shekedushat shah v'dorot nidona rabot b'shmuot. Zot omeret, zot tosefet shel o Rav Adari, o Rav Hendler, she the Rav talks a lot about kedushas shah and kedushas hadoros. We are mitzayin samar mekomos at the beginning of the shir. V'harav mechadesh, that the chiddush of the Rav is that Kedusha Shah is greater than Kedushas Doros. The Mekudesh, when it comes to Kedusha, is greater than the Tadir, because there's no Tfisa, there's no Achiza b'Metzias, it can't be held by our Metzias, and therefore it's only temporary. So in our parasha, we learn about, in this drasha, we learn about Shah, Doros, Derech, Kunasim, Shal Moshe, who's the Shah, Aaron is Kunas Olam. We also have Tameh HaMitzvot, Lumat Chukiyut HaMitzvot, Tamei ha-mitzvot sha'a, chukiyut ha-mitzvot ledorot, luchot rishonim sha'a, luchot shniim ledorot, charita v'ktiva. Even though charita lechora is ledorot, but that was the first luchos. And then there's ktiva, there's otiyot and nikud, and the otiyot are the kedushas shav, the guf, and the nikud is the kedushas doros of the neshama. The Nikud is the Kedushas Shah of the Nikudos, of the Neshama, and the Osios are the Kedushas Hadaros of the Guf. And then we have Eish Chora al Gabei Eish Levana, that Levan is Kedushas, that's temporary Kedusha, and that's a higher level, and there's Eish Chora, which is lower level of Kedusha Hadaros. And then we have the right shin and the left shin, the four legs and the three legs, and the, as we explained, the four legs symbolizes the Eish Chora, the Megale Yoter, and the three legs less, the Megale Pachot. That's the Eish Levana, and that's the Tefillin that you see them, it brings Yerushamayim, V'ro Kol HaMeretz Ki Shem HaShem Nikra Alecha V'yaru Mimeka. Sometimes there is a unification of the two Kedushos, like in Gan Eden, Lefnei Chet Etz Hadat. There was Kedushas Shan, Kedushas Doros, before there was the period between the Nesham and the Guf after the sin. At Mamad Har Sinai, they again came back together, and we had this Tal of Trias HaMesim, which united body and soul, Shan Doros. Then we have Moshe Rabbeinu, who unites Shan Doros. And the Metzias of life after the sin is the separation of Kedushas. And therefore we have Dibur Elyon and Dibur Tachton, De Elyon and Dea Tachtona. And this happened because of the both the Cheira Tzadas and the Cheira Egel expressed in the Misa, which is Hafredas HaNeshamim and Haguf. And then we also found in the Paraduma, we also had the Chukiyut of the Paraduma and the Tam of the Paraduma, the Lashah and the Ledoros. And Hadvarim Ayu Kederech HaRav Me'od Mod Amukim. והלוואי שזכינו להבין רק קצה קצהו של דבריו הקדושים. טוב, אני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד שהאזנתם, ובעזרת השם יש עוד הרבה מה לדבר. תודה רבה רבה, שלום שלום.